My name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
No, I'm not. I'm having a computer emergency, Renee. I am trying to cancel an appointment I made, and I put in on the confirmation email, it tells you to log on to https://al-telegov.gov.edu.com/alabama-vaccine/appointment-wizard-confirmation and put in the confirmation number and then /edit. And you can't get it.
Okay. You
got
said
an idea how to cancel an appointment. I made an appointment in March when I first found out, and then I went and sat 5 hours in the line yesterday in Montgomery and got it because I'm old. And I was going to cancel this one I made, but what's in the email to cancel it, you can't get on to that. I mean, I can't.
Where did you make the appointment for?
To get a vaccine.
No, like what the name of the place, ma'am.
Oh, in Wetumpka.
Do it not have a number for them?
Well, it. I could. Can you just call the health department and cancel it?
I don't know. I would hope so.
Because in the, that would be the easiest thing. But in the email that they, the confirmation email they send you, it tells you if you want to change it or cancel it, to go to all of this long website. I mean, it's three. I wrote down 3 lines to get the website information on here. And when you type that in, you don't get a website. It brings you up the menu of what you can go this, that, and the other. But, and I've tried leaving some of it off, and I can get alabama-telegov.gov, but I can't get anything that I can bring up a confirmation where you can change the appointment or cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. My best advice for you is to try to contact that facility you set that appointment at and tell them you want to cancel it.
Because I thought if I cancel it online, it would automatically open back up to somebody else. So
yes, ma'am.
I will. Okay. I'll just call them and ask them. That'd be the simplest thing for me because I sat and worked on this all day the day I was trying to get one. And then when they did the thing in Montgomery, I sat there 5 hours yesterday finally and got one. Well, I said 10 to 5. Well, once you get in there, but
mm-hmm.
getting in there is the thing. It's just unreal. But yeah, they didn't open until 9 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Only took 40 minutes after I got in there. But good. But I will. I'll just try calling them. That would be the simplest thing for me too.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Yeah. I would have lost it after the first couple of words with so many.
Usually in an email you can click on it and
mm-hmm.
it will go to it.
Yeah, like a link.
Yeah, like a link to it, but it don't do it on that. There's nothing when you get on it, it don't highlight it or anything, and it won't go to it. And I can understand why because it's so long, but it and I've typed it in every which way, and it will not go to that. And
sounds too complicated to me, ma'am. My best advice, honestly, is to just give them a call and see if you can go about it that way.
I'll try that.
I do yes, ma'am, and I do respect the way you're going about it because you don't want to, you know, just not show up, and that's something that could be available for someone else. So that's definitely an outstanding gesture.
Yeah, and I just hope everybody else will do that because I know how hard it was to get one.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I could get it 4 weeks earlier, I went ahead and sat in line all day, but it was off. But I certainly want somebody else to be able to get it.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate your help. You have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. You have one, too. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.org. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am.
Okay,
and you enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.